Hi, I'm Tripp, and this was a pre-recorded program that was held live. If you'd like to find out about the next show, just reach out to me on social media, and I would like to hear from you. So, let's connect.
That's good.
Hey, how you doing, Internet? This is Tripp, and I've got Lizzie waiting for me, and we've got the toilet paper special. We've been laughing about this pretty much
all day.
Okay, what has been going on is everybody's been rushing off around for toilet paper, and Lizzie and I looked around a little bit for toilet paper and found a whole bunch of strange and unusual things going on. I'm still convinced that the toilet paper rush was caused by Twitter itself and social media. You wouldn't believe the amount of influence that you even have on the internet. If you don't realize this right now, the conductors, the people that Lizzie and I know and we communicate with regularly, we really yield what the social media giants don't like, and that is that we're collected and we've got a set of ideals that do not meet with what social media wants us to obey and obey command, the way social, Twitter is supposed to work. And by the way, Lizzie, I forgot to say this offline to you, but one of the things that we cannot say in the show is the CV. We can't talk about the V or say it because YouTube is taking the anything that mentions CV and throws it offline.
That's strange.
No, it's the AI jungle that is YouTube. Just so that you guys know, though, we're not even though we're saving this file on YouTube, this video actually goes over to Facebook, is on live on Twitter, LinkedIn. I forgot to include, that was my mistake. But you want to chime in here, Lizzie? You look like
I'm
you're
doing
preoccupied.
The right one now. I was doing the right one. Sorry. Yeah. Hold on. You wanted me to do this.
I put the yeah, right. Okay.
So, let me go back. To keep talking.
So
I'm the boss now.
Oh, you're the boss now.
No.
So, the thing is, we're on a whole bunch of systems and excitingly, we're over on iTunes as a podcast. I understand. I would not want to watch me for an hour and a half either.
Or me.
So you can listen to this, although in the audio thing, it's a little bit different when we show things on the screen, say, hey, look. And if you're looking at that, we apologize. Or hearing that, we apologize, but I guess you can't look in an audio file. You can look at the file. At any rate, here's Lizzie back, and
you stress me out all day long. I haven't gotten sleep. You haven't gotten sleep. Yeah.
I stressed you out. Yeah. Well, we were working on some other. We were working on. Getting some other things. Did you want me to you want to pull up the kitties?
Yeah, we worked on those all day long. I want to see the final effect. Yes, I do. I want to see kitties.
So these are.
I'm seeing you here in the camera.
Yeah, well, you can't see that. You have to look over at the other thing to see the. We have to move the computer. But we were finding all kinds of toilet paper abuse by animals on the internet. And really what prompted this is the lack of toilet paper, it's not just the United States. It started in Australia and spread through Asia, China, Germany, France. The world is out of toilet paper because of Twitter.
Look at that cutie pie that we created today.
So there was a thing off of HuffPost, I think we pulled these off of. And by the way,
somebody's
guys,
saying hello, Lizzie. Hi.
Hi. We can.
That's my favorite, right there.
That's your favorite.
Legs up.
So, we had. Yeah, the cats are kind of distracting.
Especially that one. We worked on him for a while.
Yeah, well, it's just getting things so that they display properly in all the same frame.
My favorite.
So, the kitties and the toilet paper and pets and toilet paper, rather, are a thing of the past. There are a lot of people that don't have toilet paper anymore or only have a short supply until the supply chain comes back.
Look at that troublemaker.
Did you hear today what the declaration was that the executive branch or the president has the War Powers Act? So we're going to take back manufacturing from China by presidential decree. And actually, what's really funny about this is, let me get Lizzie next to me on, somebody just posted something really long in chat. I don't know what that
was. Can you imagine? I'm looking sideways. I'm looking at you. I'm looking at the cats. It's so distracting, but that's okay. It's a new thing now. I'm going to look probably very beautiful today in this video with all the shit I'm doing, but that's okay. This is life.
Yeah, I don't know what exactly the chat.
Look at those cats.
TP. What the hell is that? I have no idea.
Oh, there's my friend.
Oh, that Joseph Leonard wrote toilet paper.
No, that
something.
One wrote a letter.
Yeah, I know.
We gotta be careful with what they write. Who knows what they'll write? Now they can write. Shit. Maybe you gave him too much power.
Maybe I gave him too much power.
Maybe you need to take it back. Nah, give it to them.
We're going to start, supposedly we're going to start manufacturing everything again, which will give us some job opportunities. That's actually kind of cool.
Thank God.
Yeah, thank God.
I mean, we've given too much power to China. And they've taken over everything, actually.
Yes, yeah, they have. And
money.
Yeah, and the lack of it that everybody seems to have right now, because everything is literally shutting down. And we're just at the beginning of this, guys.
I can't believe it. It's really depressing to think that the Chinese people are going to have all this control. But what's more depressing is all the people that everybody voted for, Democrats and Republicans, that did this to the country. Let's
yeah,
be real.
What's really funny about the War Powers Act is Bernie actually came out and supported the War Powers Act. So did Biden. Mm-hmm. The House voted for the War Powers Act. And what this does is it makes our government able to can create industry and products so that we can have our own face masks, so that we can have our own cleansing cream, and so more importantly, so we can have our own damn toilet paper.
This is an apocalypse of toilet paper. What did you name it? It's amazing.
Paper apocalypse or something like that.
Yeah, but you said a whole bunch of other stuff, which was like to die for. I just like laughed and laughed and laughed.
Yeah, well, there are a bunch of hashtags on Twitter that I found about the paper shortage and, you know, the social media stuff. I'm really glad that somebody that isn't a Twitter user sold me on the use of Twitter quite a few years ago.
Or we wouldn't be here.
Yeah, we wouldn't be here.
And people wouldn't get the joy of seeing us once in a while go crazy.
Yeah, and the other thing, guys, is if you're, I know we're all sequestered, and if you are at home alone and you want somebody to chat with online, Lizzie is on Twitter all the time, and you can reach out to me as well. And
I do answer.
She lives on Twitter. That's
Thank
where
you.
We met.
Yes, we did. It's funny, huh?
Yeah.
About a year ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Almost 8 months, maybe?
I don't know. I haven't.
I do remember. I remember that I used to do trains, and all of a sudden, one day you did a train, and you said, someone to follow was me. I remember clearly. And you were wearing that coat. That long coat. Mm-hmm. I remember.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, but the trains, if you're not familiar with them on Twitter, are lists of people, and people blindly follow the people on the trains. But unfortunately, I ended up getting a lot of bots that were following me. So
we all do.
Didn't follow, and I don't follow anybody back unless they DM me now.
I'm really careful about who I follow. I'm very skeptical. I do sometimes, okay? Those accounts with locks, sometimes I do, and I test them is what I do. If they start getting any strange behavior, I block them. I don't like the accounts without faces or avatars too much. I do take some because I start looking at their threat and I see that they're real patriots or they look like real patriots. But if I start noticing that they're not acting normal or they're hiding behind the scenes or start attacking other patriots, it's time out. That means you get muted or you get blocked. Simple. It doesn't make me feel comfortable. And there's a lot of strange people on Twitter. So,
The only way to stay safe
is that, you know?
We are some of the strange people on Twitter.
Yes, I am. And so are you. And we're nuts. And we're not well. And we spend a lot of time on this. And it's kind of fun. I don't know if we have more fun doing this talking or planning it during the day. I say during the day, I laugh a lot.
Oh, I know. You know what? I know who Joseph Leonard is. And that was one of the people that were in the, I think that, yeah, that was one of the, excuse me, one of the people in the 20, well, I can't remember the name of the group now. Oh, they're going to kill me. The 100 accounts that were picked for putting fake news that started the brigade of the anti-bot thing. He pulled up a interesting article, and if I can figure out how we can get,
I got
over
asked by a nice
it.
Group, a gentleman that was gone for a while that has a lot of followers. He just asked me to join, and I don't remember his name now. I would have liked to have mentioned that, but he knows who he is. I don't remember right now. It was an account that everybody knew. And I don't know why he was gone for a while. Now he asked me. Yeah, I'm going to be joining soon. So we'll spread the news there too about us. I feel sorry for my Patriot rooms now because like I have not been able to retweet them too much because we've spent a lot of hours putting this together today, especially you. You're the one that's doing the bulk of the work.
Yeah, so what this is the Wuhan, a.k.a. COVID-19, all the details minus the panic, full details, not Twitter snippets or spin posts. So what is this thing that he shared to us?
Well, I see a woman that was not pregnant, and then all of a sudden she's got a big belly, so maybe she's going to get pregnant. Because I believe here in during this situation, there's going to be like a lot of babies. A lot.
You
of
think
booze,
so?
A lot of babies, a lot of booze, a lot of divorces.
Yeah, you know, it was really funny as I was talking to somebody today, and you know, his whole thing about, you know, the toilet paper thing came up, of course, being out, but he was talking about the other things, and you know, I said they're going to close the restaurants and just make them drive-thrus.
Can you imagine?
And they're going to close the liquor stores, and oh, you should have heard the panic pop in. They're going to close the liquor stores.
It's like without toilet paper. Liquor
doesn't
toilet
matter.
Paper. Yeah.
Lizzie sent me a really funny graphic today, and I really wish that I had made it so that I could put it on here, and I just completely forgot that the two socks going into the dryer. Saying, yeah. Make sure we stay together, or yeah. We're going to become toilet paper.
Yes. Yep. It's crazy. This toilet paper shortage is incredible. I've never seen anything like it. They're in a panic mode. They really are.
Well, it's not just that people are panicking. Some of it is
hysteria.
Some people are just ignorant to what's going around. Others are freaking out. And there is a happy medium, but between being vigilant and being concerned and being nuts. I mean, I don't know if any of you guys saw any of the video stuff, but California is finding out that their gun law for 10 days wait. They have lines around the block to get into gun stores now.
Yes.
Jersey, I heard, Jersey across the river from New York City was doing a quarantine and literally locking down the streets. But there's this guy that I follow on YouTube, which is he's kind of a lefty middle guy, Tim Pool.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about the mayor announced that there was going to be a forced quarantine. Everybody has to be in their houses.
Can you imagine?
After 8 o'clock. And what he did was he called the police department and asked the police department, was this going into effect? And the cop that answered the phone said, we don't know anything about it. So
the cops don't know.
So, you know, the politicians spin on all of this. But I'm really glad to see that the left part of government and the right part of government are working together right now, trying to get us, the people, out of this mess that they didn't create the virus.
No, the mess.
Yeah.
In a sense.
And this thing that if you are on social media right now, this it is not racist to call this a Chinese it's just not.
Martha McCullough was talking about that a little while ago on Fox News.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, everybody's apparently talking about that right now. So... And it's really not a Chinese problem. It's, you know, a world problem. And they did it. I'm not going to say that they did it on purpose. I don't think that they did. But they did it.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't admit it. So when it was getting done, they just kept doing it. And here we are in a mess.
Yeah, well,
in the real apocalypse. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the real apocalypse.
Mm-hmm. And you and me are going nuts here, trying to share this with the world. So keep all the crazies with some popcorn maybe and a couple of beers in their hand and making their day a little bit more like insane or normal. Because sometimes being insane is normal, you know.
So with that, I think that we could have the ode to toilet paper. I don't have the audio on, so I can't see how loud this is. But there's a violinist that puts her stuff on YouTube.
It was very pretty.
And they went to an empty aisle of toilet paper and started playing, and you can hear it. I can't, unfortunately.
I'll hear it. I'm seeing.
Yeah, you can see it, but I forgot. But at any rate, they were playing the theme from the Titanic. I can't remember this woman's name, but you can catch it, her name on the comments in the YouTube video.
Yeah, and they can go watch it.
And her other violinist thing. She's done quite a bit. Very accomplished. Whoops, I took it away when it went to the shopping cart. Oh, well. The camera went away from them and goes over to a shopper that was very confused.
Wow. You try your best.
The best thing that you can do is start going through your phone while you're staying at home and calling all the people that you used to know and talk to them for a little bit, because everybody's stuck at home now.
And they're bored. They're super bored. But a lot of people don't do that. I think we're the only ones that do. A lot of people don't do that. Dave leaves me messages for me to go on his show and stuff. And there's some people that do, but not a lot of people. Not everybody's got my phone now. I don't give it away that easily. Mm-mm.
Oh, well, you can get around that. If you go, there's a few vendors that have what are called virtual numbers.
Yeah, you told me that once.
Yeah, so the advantage of the virtual number is you can give
the number and it'll be your number.
Yeah, you can give somebody sketchy your number and it doesn't kill you. If you can block them. And the cool thing about the virtual numbers is they are a real pain in the neck to look up. So unless you publish that with your name on it somewhere, nobody's got it. It's not like Comcast.
Yeah, your personal number, you don't want to be, you know.
Yeah, Comcast and Verizon and AT&T and the big carriers sell lists. And that's how you get listed in the directories. Years ago, the baby boomers got bullied and reversed. I think that the baby boomers reversed what logic says that you cannot print my name in the book unless you pay an extortion fee, and that system of the white pages and private numbers, in other words, paying an extortion fee, got put into regulation and made it backwards so that everybody's name is published. But the thing about it is when you get away from the phone directory, the other things about you, what car you have, I mean, you can buy that.
That's
you can
not
buy.
Cool.
You can buy license plates. You can buy every facet of
a person's life.
Yeah, if you want to. But at any rate, let's get back over to the toilet paper special, because that's where things were.
Well, who's got toilet paper at their house? Do you need some? I'll trade it. You got a nice car?
Tom Abula says toilet paper where? What was that? Trading a Corona?
Trading a Corona for a $30,000 car.
Yeah, a Corona, a toilet paper, and hand sanitizer.
Yes. Yeah.
No
and
low
the girl
balling.
Was going, I know what I got, so you got the $30,000 car? I got the toilet paper. And it's true. If you think about it, in a major crisis, some rich people might go nuts and say, okay, here's your car. You never know. People are nuts. Maybe we should put an ad.
Yeah. Ken put, as long as they're not robots doing all the manufacturing. That's a good question, because how is it that Chinese robots cost less to run than American robots, unless it has something to do with taxation? I mean, how is it that, you know, all this automated manufacturing, which is pill production, paper production, these things have very few humans in them these days. So how is it that doing it in a foreign country and paying the shipping fee is somehow cheaper? This doesn't make sense.
No. Do you know something? I'm going to say something. I believe there's a lot of money under the table in all of this. When all these deals were made, the swamp got very big and the money got swept under the table and people probably got kickbacks. I mean, don't quote me on this. This is just my mentality. Because why do you want to give China, a communist country, so much power unless you are getting something in return? Why on earth would we be dealing with a communist country? That doesn't make sense. And I'm not talking Trump here. I am talking previous administrations, because this didn't happen overnight. This is the difference that, you know, people, the Democrats keep trying to push in our heads that this is all Trump. You know, it's like Russia, 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 collusion, collusion, collusion. Now it's the coronavirus, coronavirus, coronavirus. No, this is all started by the previous administrations. And I think in my head, I'm nobody. I'm not there. I'm just taking a guess.
I think Bush did it too.
Yes, they took money under the table. Now you tell me, how is Bernie on a private plane all the time? What about Biden and all these people? How did all of them get this rich? I mean, you do know, all of us know, we can Google the salaries of these people. The salaries of these people doesn't amount to the lifestyles that they have. It really doesn't.
And yeah, well, the whole thing with it in the politicians is that they get they're allowed to do things that
we are not
written into law, like the insider trading deals.
Mm-hmm.
There was a scandal in Congress a while back, and they wrote themselves a law that stated that Congress was not under the insider trading rules.
Mm-hmm.
So they're allowed to inside trade when they know things, and they're allowed to profit off of inside
knowledge.
That's what
I'm saying. I heard something today. I don't know exactly the whole thing. I heard something that they're going to start trading in a different manner now, like computer-based. I don't know. I heard something strange today. Something different is going to take place with the trading part of it.
Yeah, well, trading works... I was just trying to pull the chat up so that chip in your hand.
I have a chip in my
Burisma
hand.
Mm-hmm. Burns A. I don't have any idea what these guys are talking about, but that's okay.
You got to read it later, because we're doing this is what it is.
Yeah.
If I start reading what they're writing, I'm going to go insane here, because I'm looking at you trying to see that to the left here, what's going on in the computer. And like, I'm not concentrating.
Well, yeah. We're going to have to move the camera under the, in the middle of the video for you. Mine's off to the side. So you see my eyes moving over, because I'm trying to
read the
audio or mm-hmm. read the video.
But, well, you know what? We're doing pretty good. This is not nationwide TV, and we're doing it live from different places. And
they're doing this wide and at live from different places. Lizzie's in South Florida. I'm in the middle of Connecticut.
Yeah. So we can't complain. I mean, they're not getting, in my end, they're not getting the perfect quality or the perfect situation, but we're getting it done and they're having fun. I mean, they're probably saying, oh, look at Lizzie, look what she's doing, look what she's wearing, look, you know, she looks ugly today, oh, the light, oh, this, but who cares? As long as we're having fun, and we have fun all day long and laugh like crazy people, but at least that. So, and maybe we're entertaining them. Before you know it, they'll get hooked on us. Some people are putting trip in this. Yeah, like they like it, is what they're saying. If we become part of their lives, hopefully they'll listen to our stuff every day.
But we actually did come up with a little bit. And like I said, Liz, if you look at the time, it's 9:30, and we went through that material. It took about 5 minutes to. It takes about an hour to do 5 minutes of material.
Yes. And it took us like how many hours to put all those little slideshows today? Well, actually, you.
Well, that just took probably about 20 minutes, I think.
Yeah, but 20 minutes here, and then 20 minutes for the other one, and, you know, all that adds up.
Yeah, it does.
It's not just going live like they think.
Well, some of the people go live and they just chatter, and I still haven't gotten that gift of that. But there's a bunch of people out there that chatter that are just flipping annoying. I mean, the one thing that really drives me crazy is when people and then they move over, and that's why I don't. That's why I don't make pre-recorded, and I just do live shows. I'd rather people watch me screw up and come out
of
it.
It's kind of funny if you think about it. It's like we become real to them. They're going to see that we're normal people. I thought about that. We could do the video and take it a couple of times and say, oh, yeah, that one, we both look good. Yeah, let's do that one. But then it loses. It loses the spontaneity of the show, I think.
Thank you, Frederick. He said the lighting is perfect.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm, cool.
That's cool. Thanks. We went through a little gyration on this. Now the next thing is upgrading Lizzie's camera.
I don't want them to see more flaws than I got.
No, just
up. I'm going to buy a low-quality camera, like no HD, diffused. That it makes me skinnier, younger. No, I'm playing.
You want a lower quality cameras?
Lower quality that makes me look young all of a sudden, even if it's just for the video.
Yeah, well, we talked about the AI in doing that, and I don't know where that's going to be, but I don't know where that's going to be. There's an AI project to edit live video so that you can be what you're not.
That's okay. Let them see me my flaws.
And, well, that and the deep fakes, which is another thing. If you guys don't know about deep fakes, chime in on the chat, and I'll do a presentation on deep fakes in the future. The Obama thing with him giving a speech that he gave, and Ken says you look great, by the way.
Thank you.
The Obama speech that he gave, I don't have to, you just did.
That's right. I'm talking to you like you're talking to him because you said it to me. This is life, you see? That's exactly, that's cool, actually. Ken, I said hello again, and I heard. I didn't hear you.
And so does Saint Rudy does too.
Rudy, thank you for the song today. It was beautiful. Who else is talking?
And Betty Boop and Frederick Gale. Betty Boop just said that glad to be here.
Aw, we're trying to make you all happy. That's what we're trying to do, and we're making ourselves happy in the process. Because we laugh all day. And we don't sleep now. I guess honestly, I'm serious. When I get involved in any kind of project like this, it's like, reminds me too much of my photography days. So I get kind of hyper. And so then my sleep gets a little bit affected. But it's cool. At the same time, you wake up like saying, what kind of trouble we're going to get into today? Yeah, I like that. And Tripp says that I'm the one that gets him in trouble. So here we go. Getting in trouble. And putting it all over Twitter. What are they saying? Because I'm seeing here that they're putting a whole bunch of stuff. Are you reading, Tripp?
Yeah, I'm trying to. St. Rudy, I don't know if I'm in the right chat.
Rudy's in my Patriot room. Okay, just so everybody
CNN
knows.
CNN is deep fake as it gets. Oh, no. I was going to go on YouTube and see what the comments were on YouTube. There
but
weren't.
But then you're going to leave the Twitter any. World alone.
Yeah, there aren't any on YouTube. Oh, we're live twice on YouTube.
Oh, good. Double the trouble, double the fun.
That's really weird. So we have two videos going at the same time. I'll have to delete one at the end.
In different places or the same?
So I put their chat up on the screen so that you can read them later.
Yeah, I'm going to look at them later. That's what happened last night after we did the podcast, because I'm not looking at it when we're doing it. I went in there and started looking and seeing, and I couldn't sleep after that. I get excited.
Yeah, well, one of the things that I need to do is tomorrow is install this chat on your computer so that you can chat with them while we're online. So you can
even trip my computer access too.
What's that?
He's taking over.
No, I'm not taking over. Actually,
that's the best way. Actually, that's how you do it.
Actually, what happened today was Lizzie was took over my computer, and she could see and use the tools that I had.
And you can use my tools too. Oh, you were in there. Now everybody knows.
Hmm. Hmm. So we did still stuff today. Tomorrow we'll work on a video. We found this woman did a report on TV for the toilet paper stuff. We were going to show the video.
It was really good. Mm-hmm.
But we were going to cut it up, and I was going to show Lizzie how to cut up a video and then use the pieces in Remake, because it was like 20 minutes long and I didn't really want
to. I gave him like three. He told me to get three. This is how we did it. He told me to get three parts that I like, give it to him. So he's the technology expert, okay? And so he wanted me to choose whatever I liked, and he was going to do it, but he was tired. And I don't blame him. I'm pooped. I don't even know how I'm doing this, but I'm pooped. But it's fun. Sometimes it's good even to get out of your comfort zone. And even if you're dying, it's almost like if you go out and you're having such a good time and you're dead and you say, but I'm still going to do it again. You know, that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. Mm-hmm. I think what we need on this screen is, and you can look at this later, but I think what I got to do is put like little white bars in between stuff. It'll frame it out better.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, like a frame on each, you and me.
Yeah, on both. A frame on top, and then put the chat that's over there. It's really kind of funny because half the stuff here is mm-hmm. opposite. Some of it's mirrored, some of it's not. So,
that's okay, but let them see exactly what we're doing, and they're going to see as it gets better too. They're going to see the progress. They're actually we're giving them a view of what we're doing behind the scenes. It's kind of nice. You should expect. Oh, by the way, does everybody know that Trip has a book? Just in case they want to go buy it, tell them the name.
Actually, I have three books. I have Extortionware, A Hacker's Tale, and Protecting Kids Online. And
that should be interesting for parents. Very interesting.
Betty Boop said, frame would be nice. Yeah.
Yeah. Today I took a picture of them of me on the floor so that the women that wanted to know what I'm wearing could see it. That's why I did it for them. Because sometimes they ask me, what were you wearing or whatever? So there it is. So say hi to Betty. Or Betty, hi, actually.
The chat looks very fuzzy. Yeah, I probably would. And I'll take it off.
What, the chat?
Yeah, I had the chat on for a little bit. And it probably would look
nicer, more
pretty
finished.
Fuzzy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the other side of it, too, is making the video change every once in a while instead of leaving
staying the same, and we'd be boring.
Yeah. going back.
Can you change the colors on it too?
Like, can I change the colors
on the frame? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's just a Photoshop file. I'll show you how to do that tomorrow.
Okay. You're the expert on that one. I saw that already.
Yeah, I'm not an expert. I tinker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, the writing thing, I was writing another novel a while ago, and I just didn't... I didn't finish it.
Should I say the story behind the novel?
Sure.
Okay. I'm going to say it. I'm going to go full throttle on this one, Trip. Don't get mad at me. Okay. Trip, at one point, contacted me, and he was doing the novel. That was pretty the coolest thing I've ever experienced. He was doing the novel. The name of the novel is Gloria. And it was it's really interesting. I don't know why he stopped. Now he's doing other things, but... So he would write, he gave me access.
I can go back to it.
You should. You should go to back to it. You're going to make money on that book. It was romantic. I thought so. Okay. It was interesting. It had a lot of intrigue in it. I kept telling you, go back to the romance, go back. Cause he would tell me, like, if you were the girl, Gloria, this is the story. If you were the girl, Gloria, what would you do in this scene? So he would write. And I would see him writing, like you could see going tick, 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 tick. And I was seeing it. So he would go back and tell me, what do you think? She was watching me type. Huh? I was watching your type. Yeah. At the same time, I was getting insight to your head. But the book is good. I swear.
Thanks. Yeah, maybe I'll go back to it and talk about the good old days when life was normal. We could this event that we're just starting on, by the way, this event is really at its beginning, and this catastrophe is going to be in history books.
Yes.
Literally worldwide.
I agree with you.
Every nation has got their own stories of this. I mean, yeah. You know, and what happens to us as people is going to be impactful. And the way that all of us stay at home and what we do and what we present, like Lizzie and I presenting on this until the powers that be decide to delete the videos and... We go our merry way.
Oh my God, we're divorcing already.
Well, no, YouTube has this thing. YouTube has this thing of hitting the delete button.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the computer comes by and says that you're. Yes, it is interesting times, Betty.
Hi, Betty.
The my friend. What we're going through is. Going to be a big deal for a very long time. So, and we're just at the beginning. Staying at home and not going anywhere.
Well, for me, that's very usual. Actually, it sounds depressing, but it's true. Trip would always tell me, "Get out of the house! Get out of the house! Being in the house all day is not good for you," and it's so true. And now that I want to get out of the house and I'm in a happy mode, this happened. So. I'll listen next time. We'll be out of the house soon.
Yeah, in 6 months.
Time for the baby. It's funny. A lot of people will be having babies. I think that Trump is going to make history in so many ways. First of all, for being the president that he is, he's excellent. Number two, for beating Hillary Clinton outright. Number three, he's going to beat Biden outright. Because Sanders is going to be gone. He's about to throw the hat in the ring like the last time. He's a coward. As a matter of fact, I was thinking today, he has no presidential character either. Because if every time that the system makes you quit, you quit. You're not such a good president because Trump doesn't quit. He doesn't quit with Corona. He doesn't quit with Russia, with collusion, with... He just sticks around. I wish they could clone Trump, actually. So we can have him 8 more years.
I'm not going to go to a FEMA camp either, Betty. That FEMA stuff, I mean, the calamity of St. Louis, did you hear what happened in St. Louis? St. Louis?
No.
No, it was Salt Lake City. They had an earthquake today.
Mm-hmm.
And it knocked down a whole bunch of buildings. People ran out of their houses because it was shaking so bad.
That's terrible.
Which, if you're in the Bible thumping end of times group, these are things. Are they the end of time things?
I thought about that already a lot.
Probably not.
I hope not, because that means we will be going soon.
Yeah, well, the thing about us and where we came from, I believe that we're basically children of different planet that slammed into the Earth.
Are you serious, Trip?
Yeah.
You've never discussed this with me.
I think that the what happened many millions of years ago was a planet slammed into the Earth, and it knocked the mantle off the Earth, which made our moon.
And keep going, because this is very interesting.
That's really what happened. That collision. But if you think about it, the Earth was pretty much made from, on the science side of things, was made from a collection of stuff that was floating in space.
Oh my God.
And the question of where we came from, I think that we are very old, meaning that
I know I'm very old. Sorry.
I think that the Sphinx was from a different society that collapsed millions of years before the Egyptians.
So do you believe we knew each other in another life? Do you believe in that?
I think that all of us knew each other in another life intimately.
That's what I think too. I don't know why.
And some of us were animals. And
I wonder if I was an animal.
Some of us were humans. As long as I wasn't the goat in a shepherd's herd, I'm all good.
You've thought about what you think you were? Huh? I want to know. What do you think you were in another life?
What
do you think you were in another life? I'm serious now.
Oh, well, why?
Yeah, you.
Why be serious?
No. A serious question, but a funny question. But I want to know. I'm curious.
What do I think I was in another life? I think that I've been in past lives. I was the idiot with the pitchfork when everybody else had spears. I'm pretty sure I was ahead in the line when the French Revolution came along and they did the beheadings.
Oh my God. Keep going. Are we going to write another book? Let's finish Gloria and then we're going to go into this thing. Oh my God. What do I think I was?
Einstein said I was a genius in another life.
Einstein, he's the one that's going to add me to the group. Him. Tell him I said cool. Hello. Einstein, add me.
Yeah, he's a cool Twitter guy.
Yes, he was gone. He said hello today. He says, you want to come on? I said, yes, for sure.
I've got to
add me. By the way, do you guys want to know my middle name? That's a trick question. Trip, do you know it?
No, I don't. What is it?
Come on, take a guess. I'm a fairy tale of sorts.
Lizzie.
What?
Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm. No.
I don't know.
Snow White.
Oh, Snow White?
I swear, my name is Elizabeth de las Nieves. My grandfather named me like that. Elizabeth Snow White.
Okay.
Now my friends know. You can call me Snow White. This is for real. Serious for real. No lies.
So your family was in Cuba?
Yeah.
For how many generations, do you know?
I'm sure a lot. I don't know. I mean, I came from Cuba when I was six, so imagine that. I do remember the last time I saw my grandfather. I remember I was in the porch of my house, and he sat me on his lap in the front of the porch in one of those rockers. And he sat me there. He kept going like this back and forth. And he was singing to me and telling me he loved me. And I'm going to cry. That's my mother's father. And my mother never got to see him again because of the Castro regime. She never got to see her father again. And my grandfather. Okay. This is life.
Yeah. Well,
He named me Elizabeth. And the Las Nieves came in because I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, sorry about that. I took you off,
Lizzie. No, it's okay. It's cool. What I'm saying is the good thing was that there was a calendar in Cuba, and it had the name of the snow if you were born on August 5th, and that's where my name came in.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good story. So I'm a fairy tale.
Oh, okay.
It's a good one. So tell us about you. People want to know.
About me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been a whole bunch of different things. My family, part of my family is when the Russian czar threw the Jews out of Russia, they were part of the aristocracy in the court. Mm-hmm. So they fled to the United States to keep from being murdered by the Russians.
Wow, that's interesting.
They ended up going to the land, taking the land of Wyoming and going out to the land grab from Rhode Island. And my great grandmother was born in a formal dress
that
my great great grandmother wore at a ball in Russia.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Does your mother still have that gown?
Nobody's got that gown. What ended up happening, though, is my grandmother was my grandmother and my grandfather met in Washington, D.C. My grandmother was one of she was the first woman to ever graduate with a law degree from Brown.
Yeah, they're smart.
And my other part of my family is primarily hillbillies.
Cool. Completely different.
Yeah, completely different. One of my great uncle Joe ran a police department and was a judge in a small town in Florida that had, from what I understand, they had a speed limit in town of 23. So if you went 24, it gave you a ticket and you could pay Uncle Joe through the window of the cop car to not take you to jail.
Oh, my God. You do have quite a story. I'm sure your mother's going to enjoy hearing you talk about this today.
No, my mom knows about a lot of it.
But she's going to enjoy that you're talking about your
family. I don't even know if she's watching today.
Well, you make her watch.
Yeah, well, I can get one viewer on YouTube.
But we got a lot on Twitter. We're getting a lot of friends now. I keep seeing from the corner of my eye here that they're writing there.
Yeah, the thing that I hadn't seen is if we had anybody on Facebook, and it doesn't look like it went over on Facebook today.
But you can add it tomorrow, can't you?
Yeah, I can add
after
it.
After the fact, can you?
Yeah, but it Oh, no. Joseph came off of Facebook instead of coming off of Twitter.
Mm.
It's funny how we... Betty Boop was one of my relatives was an old Western sheriff.
Everybody's got an opinion, huh?
Yeah, well, everybody's got a story. And, you know, we all don't live fascinating lives.
No.
To ourselves.
No, we don't. And all of us have problems and...
Yeah, we all have our own ordeals. Toilet paper seems to be one of them right now.
That was getting to be number one now.
Yeah. No, it's number two. You never
Which
had
is number
any...
one? Number one.
Remember little kids? I got to do a number one. I got to do a number two.
Okay. Okay. It's true. No, I don't want to remember the little kids because whenever I remember the little kids, I remember the sight. No, forget it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we'll continue doing this every night until something breaks, and then we'll try it again.
Hopefully it won't break, and hopefully we won't get tired, and we love it all the time. We're trying to keep it real. So as you can see, nothing is planned. We've talked actually subjects that we didn't plan to talk about, but it's actually cool. I think.
Yeah, it is.
It's interesting. You're telling them about you. They're hearing about me. They're hearing about a lot of things, you know, what's happening and other things. So it's like different topics.
So maybe I'll get back to writing again. I don't know.
Yes, I'm dying for that. I can't wait. I need to see the ending of that book. You stopped when I was really going there.
Yeah.
Now I can come up with more ideas because now I feel more comfortable with you, see, after knowing this other side of you.
Frederick was asking Liz, when are you going to sign up for Periscope? Actually, Lizzie, nobody has to sign up for Periscope. If you have a Twitter ID, you just go to Periscope and link in. Twitter owns Periscope.
Oh, okay. And who's that guy? He's on Twitter or Periscope?
He's coming in off of it's Frederick Gale. I don't know if he's
probably on Twitter. But he's probably seen on Periscope.
Frederick, if you look at the screen, Lizzie's and my Twitter IDs are underneath our pictures right now.
Yeah.
So you can catch us there. So why don't we
say
call
goodbye?
Say goodbye.
I hate saying goodbye, but we'll be back tomorrow.
That we will. So until next time, guys, Trip, and
I'm Liz,
and you have a great night.
Love you all. Stay cool. Corona safe.